You get to a point in life when you're in a valley and you know without a doubt that this is temporary, and you know that God is faithful. And so even walking through hard things doesn't change the weight of what you feel. Pam, are you tracking with me on this? It doesn't change the weight of that heaviness of the hard thing that you're dealing with, but you have this supernatural assurance that He is near and that He sees you and that it doesn't stay this way.
Hi friends, you're listening to the Single Momcast by Arise Single Moms. I'm Mel Hyatt, and we have today with us Pam Kennealy. Hi, Pam.
Hello, everybody.
And our friend Kim Heineke.
Hi.
Kim, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yes, we
Thank
are.
You. It's kind of like coming home.
I know. Why is that? Do you know a little bit about Arise?
Just a thing or 12. I was on staff with Arise for about 11 years, maybe a little bit longer, in various capacities, writer and a speaker for Arise. And so sitting across the table from Pam and Mel, this is a treat for me, because to get to speak into the life of single moms, and I'm a mom of four boys. They range in age from 25 down to 11.
Bless your heart.
11.
I remember when he was born.
I'm almost an empty nester. I have like 8 years left. It's going to be great.
She's counting down.
Yes. So anyway, thank you for having me. This is fun to be here.
Absolutely. We're the ones that are really blessed, aren't
yes,
we, Pam?
Yes, we're super excited.
We just wanted to hang out with you, so we came up with a podcast to get you in here so that we could spend time with you.
On me and said, let's talk.
You know, Kim, actually, I asked you what has been on your mind or on your heart, and you responded with this topic, a theory of 1,000 days. Tell us about that and the topic and why it's been on your heart.
Okay. It's kind of a joke with my girlfriends and I, but actually I believe it.
Okay.
I do have this theory of 1,000 days. As we go through life, we all have these seasons. Some seasons are really good. Some seasons are really hard. Some seasons are really, really hard. And some are just kind of even keel. And so my girlfriends and I, we kind of joke. I say to them, you guys, I really feel like there's this theory of 1,000 days. It seems like in the hardest seasons of life that I've had, I can look back and say, well, that lasted about 3 years, give or take.
Okay.
And when things have been good, I've thought, well, that kind of lasted about 3 years, give or take. For me personally, this is the way it's been. Teenagers, that age between 15 and 18, somewhere around 1,000 days. And so among my friends, when one of us has a kid who is kind of entering those teenage years, we will jokingly say to each other, I think I'm starting my 1,000 days with fill in the blank, you know, okay, with whatever kid. It's the kind of thing that you don't really know exactly when it starts. You don't really know exactly when it's ended, but you can look back and say, that was probably about 1,000 days. Mm-hmm. Now, some of us, I'm just going to say straight up, some of us get blessed, trained with like significantly more than 1,000. I mean, I've had some kids that gave me.
It took you longer to get it. So the Lord gave you more days.
Yeah. Like you're going to need 2,000, 3,000 days on this kid. But I'm just saying, like, even in the life of Jesus, his ministry, about 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it just has.
So
held,
that's 1,000 days.
It's
that's
about 1,000 days. It just has held true for me. So with that perspective, I've really taken that over the last several years. And when I'm in a season that's hard, I can usually say to myself, Kim, nothing stays the same. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I sent you as a topic, is like, let's talk about how nothing stays the same. This theory of 1,000 days really does hold true for me. Somebody's going to write a book about it someday.
It. Maybe you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Pam and I, and maybe, we're like, we came up with this great idea.
Yes, mm-hmm. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Yeah.
Pam, you're even further out than Kim in this journey of, she still has kids at home, and your kids are all grown. And what would you say about that theory of 1,000 days of that things are changing and holding on through that hard season.
Right. Well, what I heard Kim say basically, because I've had my 1,000 days raising the kids where I was like, oh, when will this season be over? Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm sitting here thinking where I am now with the grandkids, the 1,000 days is a positive thing. Sometimes you don't want your season to be over. Sometimes the 1,000 days is wonderful and you don't want it to be over. But like Kim's going to talk about in mail today, that life rotates in seasons. And so if you're in a 1,000 day, that's great. Thank God and enjoy it. And if you're not in a good season, it will change. Mm-hmm. I promise. So I think kind of that's kind of how I related what you said.
Yes, yes. There's nothing stays the same.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, things change.
It does. You're right. Look in the mirror. Nothing stays the same. It just doesn't, does it? You know, so anyway, moving right on to the next topic.
There's a downer.
I know.
Way to go, Pam.
You're talking about Pam. Nothing's changed over here.
I know. Well,
nothing that $75 in a box of color can't fix.
That's right. I know. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
1,000 days.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, so I'm thinking that it seems as though life is about, we'll say, mountains and valleys, trials and celebrations. And I want to break this cycle down, and I want to talk about each season. And let's just start with the mountaintop, which would be the good season. Mm-hmm. Like Pam said, you might have 1,000 days that's really good and you're wishing it was 3,000. But what is something that you have learned during the good times, during the mountaintop times?
I'm in one of those right now.
Okay.
Yay.
I'm glad to hear that.
I know. It's because Pam's heard a lot of that. Pam's heard all the ugly for me behind the scenes.
Oh, no, it hadn't been ugly, but hard. Sometimes.
Hard, yes, mm-hmm. Hard. Okay, so one of my sons is 25, got married, or almost 25, got married last year. Another son is getting married next month. I have a 14-year-old who is easy. He's just easy to parent. He's a good kid. And I have an 11-year-old who is sugar. Enjoy them. Also knowing this is the season where I have equity with my kids to pour into them in a different way spiritually, because we do have a real easy relationship. It's easy with the young kids. It's easy with the big kids. And I can speak life to them in a way that I can't do when it's bumpy. Mm. And so you take advantage of those times and you make those deposits with them, because in the next season of life where it's not as easy, or they're going through something hard, or we're dancing in Knuckle Junction every other day, you know, with a teenager, you can't say the same things to them. Yeah. So I would just say, like, when on the mountaintops, I'm just so grateful to the Lord, and I'm so aware of His, I'm aware of His mercy to me to give me a little reprieve in parenting.
Did you say dancing
in
at Knuckle Junction?
Let's go there.
No,
you don't want to go there.
It's
okay.
Fisticuffs, which is an underused phrase that I feel like we should bring back.
I think you're saying fighting for the people who don't know this language.
Okay, if you want to be basic, yes.
Fisticuff and dancing at Knuckle Junction.
She's the one that has a mug in our resource table that says fight like a mom.
I mean, let's go. You're just so Southern. I love it. We're just dancing at Knuckle Junction. I just had to bring that up in case people were
you.
Like, "No, please don't."
We like, it like, "What this. Did she say?"
Sorry. Back to the topic. I love this. I think something that I'm learning is that when I'm in a low season, everyone knows. But when I'm in a great place, that it might not be something that I acknowledge, and I'm learning to speak that to my boys. Mm-hmm. My youngest just spent some time with a toddler recently, and he came home and asked me all these questions about him when he was a toddler. And he was like, "Did I do this? Did I?" And he goes, "Did you like hate me? Like you didn't want to be around me?" And I didn't really know how to say, I didn't know if it was a trick. And he said, "Do you feel better about me now?"
Oh my goodness.
I know. And he said, "I mean, am I easier to parent now?" And it was just this really like fun conversation, but I said to him, "Have I not acknowledged that?" And he's like, "Well," and so I just learned this lesson to say, you know, not only do I love you, but I like you right now.
Yeah,
or to say, "I'm having fun parenting you right now." And I think that that might be something
that
I've learned from that.
I love that. I have a son who is, who really challenged me in his teenage years, and he would tell you that. But I do keep in mind now when we're at family things and we're talking about it, you know, I don't want all the stories to be about how naughty he was or how right. hard he was, because I don't feel like that builds him up. So when we do tell those stories, I do make an effort to say, but wow, God really grew me in those times, and you have turned out to be this, this, and this. I yeah. try to, even when we're telling stories about valley times, I try to, because it's a mountain now,
yeah.
I try to point back to even the faithfulness of God and even the blessing that came from those hard things, even mm-hmm. then.
Moms, I want you to hear what she just said, because you may be listening going, well, that's good that you can communicate with your kids and that you can, your teenager wants to talk to you about, do you still like me as a kid? And you may be thinking, I don't have that open line of communication with my child. I want to encourage you what Kim just said, that you love them through it and you just wait. What'd you mm-hmm. just say about it was very encouraging to think that nothing stays the same. Don't be discouraged by the fact that maybe you don't have that open communication now, because God is still doing a work. So,
right.
So be encouraged. Just be encouraged.
Well, you know what? When you're in those valley times with your, and I know we're speaking specifically about children. This could be applied to any relationship. But when you're in those valley times with your kids, teenagers specifically, because that's where I learned the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned the most. Where was I going with that? Well, I got a little sidetracked myself.
What'd you learn in the teenage
years? You said
we're
talking about kids, but I think you were going to talk about even, it just doesn't have to do with kids, it also has to do with you.
Yes, that's not where I was going. So, see right there, my kids have like made me crazy. Sorry.
No, so when you were going through the teenage years and it was difficult, how do you relate to that now when you look back at it and say,
yes,
you got it.
I'm literally raising my hand like, yes, yeah. Pick on me, call me, I got it.
Put me in coach.
Yes. So when you think about, okay, when your kids, you're in a valley season, your kids are trying to find themselves, they're trying to grow up,